Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
You bet your sweet ass we do. You know what else we do is invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right. How are you, darling?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm really happy because we got a new vaporizer.
Yes. Yeah, we got the Puffco.
Top of the line, folks.
All metals, none of that plastic bullshit.
No, not smoking plastic anymore.
No, we've no longer smoked plastic. We're just smoking that shit that we just keep smuggling across from California and Washington.
Do you think we should say we're drug smugglers on our podcast?
Yeah, I mean,
I feel pretty good about it for personal use.
I mean, I dare someone to get angry with us over that.
You know who's probably not a drug smuggler? This adorable lunatic. You can peep her show on the special without Brett Davis, and you've seen her on MTV's Girl Code.
She does stand-up all over New York City, and on February 2nd, you can catch her doing a roast battle at The Stand. Welcome, Madam Christy Cello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so happy to have you.
Oh. I'm so happy to be here. Congrats on your vaporizer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's really exciting. It's like big. A game changer for the winter.
Yeah. It is. It's like getting a dog.
It really is.
It's committing to hibernation.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, we all have our vices. We like to wine and dine our guests here, don't we?
We do. Maybe we should have wined and vaped. I don't know. But we are wining and dining, and we asked Christy her favorite beverage.
What did she say?
She said Diet Peach Snapple.
Ooh, delicious.
Has anybody said that one before?
I think this is a first.
Really?
Yeah. We've had Snapple, I believe, but not the Diet Peach variety.
No. Wow. I don't know if we've had this.
No.
I like it. It reminds me of my childhood.
Oh, that's like really sweet.
Thank you.
It's very refreshing and thirst quenching, which is what I look for in a beverage.
Yeah.
Thirst quenching, refreshing.
It tastes like you're biting into peach.
Yeah, it does have a nice little peachy, summery vibe to it. Now, Snapple's also apparently just huge in New York. Remember those ads?
Yeah.
Those ads on the train that are basically begging the rest of the country to drink Snapple?
I never understood those ads.
I think it's like, I don't know this, so I might be making this up, but I think it's like way more popular in New York than like anywhere else in the country.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
I believe that.
I don't really get why, but remember how they used, wasn't there like the Snapple lady? In commercials a long time ago.
What happened
to her?
And didn't they used to put like little inspirations places?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, they do the real facts at the top.
An alligator can go through 3,000 teeth in a lifetime.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe that at all.
You think Snapple's lying?
Yes, I think some of them are fake.
Jeez.
Want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Rats and mice are ticklish. And even laugh when tickled. Mine's so cute.
Yeah, that's,
I want to believe that one.
I thought mine's so bad.
Meanwhile, this alligator's fucking ripping into those tickled mice with his 3,000 teeth.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know if they're all true. I think some of them are fake.
Well, I'm glad we're drinking this if it's so popular
in New
York.
Thanks for bringing it for me.
Because when in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
When
New
in New York.
York.
Yeah, New York is like Rome. I get it.
All right. Are you single?
Me, I am.
Looking to mingle, folks.
Single. If anyone out there wants to date me and support me financially.
Sugar Papa or Sugar Mama.
Thank you for using this as a platform. We love it.
Everything's a platform when you're like a single girl in New York. You have to like do everything you can do.
Also, that offer still stands for me as well.
Yes, Haas is also on the hunt for a sugar mama.
And he wants to date me and pay for me.
He announced it a few weeks ago.
And I would say, you know, I got to know Haas very well over these last couple of years. He's a delightful man. Christy has charmed me instantly. So I would say
as a
package deal, if there's a sugar mama / papa. Just an old married couple looking to fucking spice things up.
If Murph and I were a couple years older, we'd adopt you.
And had a couple more dollars? Yeah.
And had any money.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll take you now, but I think it wouldn't be as glamorous. You'd just be sitting watching us vape.
Now.
Watch SVU and be like, cool, I'm glad we agreed to this.
But watching someone vape is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It is its merits.
Oh,
geez. Oh, my. Well, what do you say we dive on into this and chat a little bit about sexy science?
Into it.
Oh, my. What do we do here?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines.
Yes. We love things sexual, scientific. We like to discuss the hearts and parts of the world. So this number here comes to us from Forbes. It's titled, New Women's Panties Attempt to Disrupt the $15 billion Feminine Hygiene Market.
What's that red dot on your sweater?
What is this? It's like a red dot.
What? What red dot? What are you talking about?
All right.
Wow. Relevant clip.
So relevant. That was a topical clip. I believe that that episode of Seinfeld aired last night, I think, for the first time.
Such a good one.
This is Miki Agarwal is the CEO and co-founder of Thinx, a company that makes women's underwear that double as feminine pads.
Yeah, she wants to change the culture around women's most normal time of the month and not while wearing grandma panties or pads that feel like a diaper.
Yeah. So what...
Basically, she made these like NASA panties.
I've heard about these, and I heard about these before I feel like America heard about these.
How? Like
a... I'm a scientist.
Scooped.
Ahead of America.
I have a friend who like months ago told me about it, and I feel like she was like ahead of.
She was one of the guinea pigs.
Literally. Yeah. And she swears by that.
Really?
And I actually saw them. Like, she showed me.
Can I ask
her
some questions?
And yeah. They, like, weren't bad looking at all. Like, I think you hear them and you think, like, depends. But they, like, weren't depends.
But how do you wear underwear that soaks up blood and then that isn't your underwear just full of blood then? Like, how is that not weird?
It's like, I don't know.
Ultra absorbent. I think the science.
But where is it? Like, does it just sit in your laundry basket after you throw your underwear in there?
That I don't know about. I'm like really curious as to how like that works. Like, and also like I'm going to sound diva, but I'm not. I like send my laundry out to like get done.
So do I.
It's like I couldn't send those out.
Yeah. Yeah. Send out the bloody.
That would be what I would send out. I don't want to clean those.
Like, listen, I'll take care of my t-shirts, but you got to get this men's
soap
out of here.
Yeah. Wash this.
But apparently they really, and not to be gross, but like. She like told me she had like a heavy flow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. So she's just walking around with like a gallon of blood strapped to her.
I guess you don't feel it.
Yeah, no, it's
does it smell like meat?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's the one.
That's the big question. That's the elephant in the room right now.
Yeah. What on a scale of like
it's a red dot on the sweater.
Like Slim Jim to, you know, rare steak. Like what are we talking on these panties?
Well, it depends on the person.
Yeah. Yeah, it does depend on the flow and the sample. Why is it also... But the other thing I think is... To try to... Other than the, like, wasteful, you know, all the tampons and the...
Our landfills are just filled with tampons.
They are.
That's a weird fact.
Yeah. That is really weird.
That I just
made up. That
was
a Snapple fact, yeah.
It was a Snapple fact I had.
Yeah, landfills are nothing but tampons. Yeah, but also why... You know, it's this idea that everyone is grossed out and freaked out by this specific kind of blood. Like menstrual blood, why is that? Why is everyone
half
so grossed out
by
it?
Half the world gets their period, and everyone thinks it's really
like,
gross.
Like, I don't get it either. And also, I don't think that these, like, period panties are any worse than that, like, cup that people use.
Oh, the...
the shot glass?
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but, like, you literally put a cup, and then, like, how do you take that cup out?
It's
like,
called Instead, I think.
That, I think, is more like what than these period panties.
Same, because this is absorbency.
Well,
that's just
future.
Storing it.
It's a future of vaginas.
It is. It's a vaginal future.
We fear change, but maybe it's for the best.
I don't know. Sometimes I get scared. Like, why are they like, it's like sometimes I'm like, oh my God. Like, you hear, I read this story online the other day about this girl that like kept a tampon in, forgot about it. And she got tampon
toxic
disease.
Shock syndrome. Yeah.
She got that. She got that. And then she had to get a leg amputated.
No.
And for like 2 months, I was legit scared. Wearing tampons.
At least she didn't have to.
These underwear are perfect for people who do that.
Who are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't need to worry about
losing a leg.
No, because you can keep those panties on and it'll be, you know, it'll start to get ripe over a few days, but you won't lose any limbs over it.
No one wears panties for more than a day.
Hey, you know, some of us do.
Gross.
All right. Well,
I would just burn them after I wore these period panties. If I ever wore them, it'd be like a one-time wear.
I would totally.
So that defeats the whole purpose, because then I'd be like,
yeah, you're just creating.
So you're
more
filling the landfill
with my
underwear.
Period panties.
Oh my god, what a landfill!
Oh, what a landfill. Yeah. What is it? What is it?
I think we should all try them though, because I think it's important. I mean, if this is better for the environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could single-handedly save like a forest.
I think you could.
Thanks.
Like, yeah.
I believe
also, I wonder how pricey they are, to be honest.
I think I saw in this article I was...
Good point.
I think there was, I want to say $45.
For like a panties?
For a pair.
Uniqlo, they're like a dollar.
Mm. Like, seriously. Like, that already is like...
Do you ever bleed in your Uniqlo panties, though?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's expensive. It's $34.
Well, I already have, like, period.
Haas is on... On the site right now,
he's
ordering.
Like,
a
I was already
pack.
Ordering ladies' underwear.
Oh, but then they have underwear for the different days. So they've got like heavy day underwear. They got medium day underwear
for your heavy flow friend.
Light day underwear.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah, for like the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yes.
Do they come in like different shapes, like a boy short?
Mm-hmm. Irv said there's a thong.
There's
when
a
you
thong.
Were reading the article this morning.
There is a fucking thong.
Oh, the boy shorts are $34.
I like the boy shorts.
They don't look like bulky and gross.
No.
Also, they're on like a model, beautiful girl.
Well, of course.
She's like, I love my period.
Well, there's a song.
She's like, my period is just Pinot Grigio.
Haas really likes the thong picture.
I can't imagine that thong really absorbs
there's
the
so
blood.
Little
That's
material.
What I mean. It's NASA shit.
That can't
it
be for the heavy
It feels crazy.
Flavor. That cannot be
it
for
the heavy
It says
the thong can hold up to a half a tampon's worth.
I'm
not sure.
Is that a measurement now that we use? Four tampons of milk. What the hell? That should be in like teaspoons.
Yeah, that should definitely be a liquid measurement that we're all familiar with.
Men are like, what? Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
God bless it.
Oh, I love all this mystery around something too. That's like, I mean, I get if this is an advancement. Because I think the tampon was invented in 1931 or 30.
What?
In the early 30s.
How did you know that?
I
know the Egyptians used to put seeds up there.
Mm-hmm.
Seeds badge. in their vagina.
Yeah, they'd fill their vagina with seeds, and it would like capture the blood.
Really?
Yeah.
I
mean, I think that's something like that.
Jeez, I could have at least used a sock or something. I mean,
Egyptians didn't have socks.
Yeah, I know.
They wore sandals, according to the movies.
Yeah. apparently yeah. Roman women use wool tampons.
Wool. Pulling Ouch. New pulling wool. Reference.
They were ahead of the game. Yeah, pulling the wool over someone's eyes when it's.
You can like tell a lot about a woman by like how she like handles her menstrual cycle.
Do you think that's true?
Kind of.
Like whether they're like really.
Like just like
on the ball or kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Truly, like if they're kind of just like messy, like, oh, I'm bleeding everywhere, like that, like, get your shit together.
We all have a couple of friends like that.
Yes.
You know, I think.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. Also, too, like there's like the tampons that you can just push in. Like with your, but like with no string.
That's what I use.
Really?
The OBs.
The OBs.
Yeah.
I have
so
seen
like,
those
I
in
I
have
to finger
house.
Myself to put them
yeah,
in.
Yeah. But see, that I think is like.
But there's no intense. Packaging. It's amazing. Because then you don't need an applicator or anything. So it's like, I think it's like
but
environmentally
your finger's
sound.
Applicator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you get it out?
You just... Oh, no, there's a string. There's just no applicator.
Oh.
So you have to do the finger to get it in, but there's still a string so you can find
oh,
it later.
Oh, maybe I made that up. I think there's always a string.
The other one
there's
is
always a string.
An Easter egg.
You're
huh?
like, you know the
but
one
thinking,
that's just
how
a
do
weird
you get
ball?
It like a pom-pom.
It's like I bought it from this guy who was selling them out of his bodega. They weren't really marked or they didn't have any packaging.
It's
but...
worked great. I haven't had my period in 3 years. Because I broke my body.
That's so funny.
Hey, Earl Haas invented the tampon.
Earl Haas.
Oh, thank you, Earl.
My wife keeps ruining her clothes. Why did a dude invent that? You know his wife gave him that idea. I just want to say that.
Oh, yeah, and he ripped it. What? When was it?
1933.
33.
Oh, nice.
33.
I do appreciate you gentlemen talking so openly, though, about... menstrual cycles, because I feel like a lot of men are so dumb about
squeamish it. Squeamish and dumb, yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't said anything, really.
Speaking of squeamish and dumb.
Yeah, and I feel like some people are, I think heavy flow could add a whole other thing when we're getting into cunnilingus and everything, but I'm not someone who's freaked out
marinara?
By... The marinara. I'm not too...
Haas
too,
just died.
Yeah, Haas, a piece of Haas just left and it's never coming back.
Goodbye.
But I think some people are just more freaked out by blood than others. But I don't understand. If you're freaked out by blood in general, that's fine. But I don't know why, like a stab wound or a zit that you popped in is bleeding is any less disgusting.
It's a little different though. There's like chunks.
There's uteral lining.
There's uteral lining.
I mean, but
you
so
know
much.
So much about it.
It's just, you know.
It's a hobby of his.
I study menstrual cycles.
I think we have to just move on.
Please.
All right.
Yes, please.
No.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Let's slide on over to listener love.
What do we do here, darling?
Listen, a mailbag.
Well, here people stop us on the street. They email us. They tweet at us. They want some advice. So, Christy, you know, sometimes the advice we give is dog dick. So we're hoping that you're good at giving advice.
Oh, okay. I think I kind of am.
Nice.
Great.
So let's see if we can help some of these people out. Haas, cool. Who do we have this week?
Bianca in Washington, D.C. DM'd us via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Bianca wonders, I am in grad school for English, and I have become obsessed with my poetry professor. Any tips to seduce him? I think it would be great fodder for a novel.
Oh, wow.
Bianca's thinking ahead.
Bianca.
Go for it.
Tips? The tips are just go for
it.
My advice is go for it.
Just go for it.
Wow. I have so many questions for Bianca, even though I know she's not here.
Here, I'll pretend to be her.
Yeah, but Diana's like, Bianca.
Like, hey, Bianca.
Hi.
How long have you known this professor?
I've been in his class for almost a semester.
And also, like, what's the age difference? Actually, that shouldn't matter.
I'm 31, and he's 75.
Well, it shouldn't matter, but it does.
Yeah.
Now that he's 75.
I can't be Bianca anymore. It's so hard.
Yeah, it's tough to be Bianca. Well, I
just don't know what she's thinking.
The power dynamic, though, on top of the age. It's the age, but it's also like, what's the...
But if she's in grad school. She's an adult. It's fine. I think if she wants to write that novel, that's a win-win.
I think so, too. I think Bianca should go for it. I think she should, like, maybe not, like... go 150 miles per hour, but like test the waters a bit.
75?
Like, make a move. Make mm-hmm. a subtle move. Like throw something out there and like see if he can.
I thought you were going to say it like throw something at him.
During a lecture in class. Just well, I mean, hit him with a fucking pencil.
If you're studying creative writing, you have to like bring in poetry or short stories. Write a story about your professor or a poem.
That's a fantastic idea.
Just drop it subtly. You know, maybe use his name or a device, but he'll get it.
He pulled the fire alarm. Oh, wow. Everyone left except for me.
I stayed.
That's how it started.
When the sprinklers turned on.
Then I sprayed.
My wife.
What?
Oh, sorry.
That's a first draft.
I mean, we're just working it out.
She doesn't have to submit that one.
Submit it.
But yeah, do take notes. If you plan on writing a novel, if you start fucking this guy...
Keep a diary.
Keep a diary running so you can remember all those specifics.
Yep.
We helped her.
That was great. Haas had great advice about the essay.
Yeah. Seriously, that was brilliant.
What can I say? I know how to seduce a teacher.
Haas, that is your wheelhouse.
Yikes.
That's what I'm good at.
He's still looking for a sugar mama.
That's right. I'll write you poetry.
Okay. What do we have next?
So Barry in Concord, New Hampshire. Message us via our Facebook page. Barry wonders, I have the very unfortunate name of Barry Horny. H-O-R-N-E-E. It's rough. Could you all sing my name in a sexy way to make me feel better?
What? Okay. So.
If I had a dime.
I know. Oh, very wealthy woman. All right, so you just want us to sing his name?
In a sexy way.
Do we all do it together or separately? Go around, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we can go around.
That's such a fun request. Singing it in a sexy way is harder than saying it.
You could do it in that, like, you know, the Boys to Men dude who just, like
the
talks?
Bad, yeah. Or, like, a girl who just, like, breathes heavy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because she has asthma.
Asthma, and she's also horny.
Sexy, asthmatic horn dog.
Just like Barry.
I mean, we could do it as the birthday song, but sexy, right?
Like a Mr. President?
Happy birthday, Mr. Barry Horny.
Barry Horny.
That was just beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Ooh. These peach snapples just shattered.
Dog has just committed suicide.
I think we helped.
I think so, Barry Horney.
Thanks, Barry.
Hope to help, Barry. Good luck with your name.
Great advice.
Good luck with that name you're going to have for the rest of your life. Haas, who else do we have?
Carolyn D. in Dayton, Ohio, emailed us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com. Carolyn wonders, I am so bored at my job selling corn dogs that I have started to fellatiate them in front of customers. Oh, wait, fellate.
Yeah.
All right, let's take it again. Because this is a very important question from Carolyn. I am so bored at my job selling corn dogs that I have started to fellate them in front of customers. Should I go back to college?
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, twist at the end.
Fellating a corn dog.
You can do that in college, though. And I speak from experience.
My sweet wife has filleted many a corn dog in her college days.
It's what you do for a laugh in the lunchroom.
It's good for a laugh in the lunchroom, that's for sure. But a laugh in line at the 7-Eleven when you're trying to buy a corn dog.
I think college, if there's something you want to learn about, is a good idea.
I wouldn't go to college.
Just general advice on higher learning.
Well, I mean, if the only reason is the corn dogs, I mean, maybe not. But if you're into...
You could do other things with the corn dogs. You could take two of them and make them like look like they're doing a little dance.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing out ideas if you're bored.
That's exactly. A really good idea.
Read yes. a book.
You could read a book.
What?
She's blowing corn dogs.
That's true. You're
she
right.
She can't read. She's illiterate. Well, the sponginess of the corn dog, too. I feel like it's not the best phallic-looking piece of food to fillet.
No, it breaks
either.
Off in your mouth.
Yeah. I like corn dogs, but I'm chomping. I'm not essentially sucking on them.
I didn't go to college. I'd, like, rather fillet a corn dog than go to college.
Me, too. I also skipped out on college.
I love you guys
and
so
I would, much. I would think I'd rather sit and spend my
I
day
like
filleting corn
dogs.
Yeah.
I don't
sounds
like
a
learning.
Better,
that
no,
is
and then
an
you owe a bunch
call.
Of money to some fucking
you don't
institution.
Have to go. I'm doing great.
Me too.
So, Carolyn, no, you're doing exactly the right thing. You're where you need to be.
Stay on your path.
Yeah, good for you.
Wow, we helped people.
Yeah, we really helped out.
That was good work.
Better I learned than... a lot about myself.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, those were questions that came to us from our listeners, but we have some questions for our guests.
We
Christy.
Do.
Oh, my God. Yay.
This is a little something called six sections.
These are six rapid-fire sex questions. You just have to answer as quickly as you can.
Got it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right.
Starting now. Which golden girl best represents your dating habit?
Betty.
What's the sexiest animal?
A panda bear?
69 or 420?
69.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Rapper T.I.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Abraham Lincoln? Oh, no, Barack Obama.
Obama. There'd be no Obama without Lincoln, some say. What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Ambition.
Aha!
Nice.
Ambition's a good one.
Have you ever gotten ambition? I feel like that's cool and new.
No, yeah, it is very cool and new. Most people are just like, give me that big old dong.
Oh, God, I'm happy to hear that. That makes up for my Abraham Lincoln. I don't know where that even came from.
Oh,
I've got his height.
His height. He's a tall man.
That's really what I thought about. But then I obviously brought
him. And he has like a lurch thing going, which is fun.
But like face-wise, he's like a butterface.
He's definitely a butterface.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I couldn't.
There's no hiding behind that.
He's not tall enough to hide his face.
Well, those are such fun questions.
Thanks.
Betty.
Betty is great.
Rapper T.I.
Rapper T.I.
Not
who is so hot.
Yeah.
I really, yeah.
Not district manager of Costco T.I.
Yeah. And also Andre Benjamin.
Oh, Andre 3000.
He's probably maybe, he's like tied with T.I.
They're both hot.
I feel like.
Hopefully
Andre
you never have to choose.
Benjamin can munch a rug. I don't know why, but
I would
can
totally.
Really,
think. I think he like definitely.
I think so. Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'll just jerk myself off while I go down on you.
No, and he probably loves periods.
I think he's like a selfless lover.
He's a very selfless lover.
I get that vibe too.
Yeah.
Some people give off that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come closer to me. I want to know you.
Yeah. Big boy, not as much.
No. Big boy's a selfish lover. He just fucking.
Yeah.
Two pumps and he's done.
Well, and you want both, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think I want the big boy.
It's too much of a good thing if it's Andre forever. Think about it.
Actually, I would like challenge that. Why? Oh, how could it
guys,
be
I went
too
to college
much?
And I like want different kinds of sex.
Well,
I feel
listen,
like the biggest loser
for
today.
Us uneducated folk. We're fine with Andre 3000 for the rest of our lives.
I think you guys have it right. Panda bear?
Yeah, panda
that's
bears
sexy.
Are panda bears are they're going to go away too soon, I think, right?
That makes me so sad. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
But it does
I just
make,
leave.
Yeah, that's it for me. I'm sorry.
It does make it sexier though that they're like extinct.
Yeah.
Or like getting there.
And like, I don't know, there's something, I don't know, they're just like really cute and I find that sexy.
Yep. We get to like talk about them fucking all the time. Everyone's concerned when they're fucking and that they're not fucking.
And they're soft.
Who's fucking who?
And you can really like get into them.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No.
Mm.
They'd probably bite your face off though.
I don't know, but really?
Who can say?
Maybe, and they would like, they'd be like into like
rough.
Using the bamboo and like spanking.
Whoa.
The thing
I'm
is,
so ashamed.
The thing is though, they're vegetarians.
Mm, we know those.
Are they gluten
deal
free?
Yeah.
Are they gluten
right.
free?
Yeah.
Are they gluten free? We should Google that.
Like how lame are pandas?
Yeah.
Are they
do they wear Toms?
Everybody wears Toms.
That's true. Yeah. Kung Fu Panda 3 is now pornographic in my mind after you just described that.
Well, I was going to ask if anyone in here has seen those.
What, the
I've
Kung
only
Fu Pandas?
Seen the first one.
I never saw any, and the commercials seem really annoying.
Were you
well,
aroused
now I
at all
feel, I,
during the film?
Well, you know, oddly enough, I'm a big Jack Black fan.
Ah, so,
like,
oh,
a
so a panda
bit.
With Jack Black's voice, you're...
So, like,
sign
it was
me
like
up.
A slip and slide.
Slid right off
of
my
theater.
Movie seat. Fell into my jar of popcorn.
The ultimate fantasy.
It's amazing.
But yeah, I have no interest in seeing the movies now. The previews look really not good. They should have just stopped after the first one.
They should have.
Yeah.
That cash cow, though.
But Angelina Jolie, they all still do the voices, I think.
Oh, she's still in there?
She's still in there.
Because they have one preview where they show them all.
I wonder.
Booth, you know,
and like Seth Rogen. They have like some big names.
Yeah. They do. They have a bunch of people.
And there's a woman directing those. Which,
oh, really?
Yes.
Good. We need lady directors.
With a huge budget movie like that. Yeah. It's going to make some cash. I know that because they did a tie-in with maybe American Express. I saw a commercial that was like this woman, the director of Kung Fu Panda and American Express somehow. You know those commercials where you're like, what am I watching a commercial for? Is it five different things?
Totally.
It was somehow an Amex, this Kung Fu Panda 3 and like fucking... OB
there's a lot
tampons.
Of sports ones like that are for 10 things and you never know what's going on.
I know, it's hard. It's hard to know what to buy. I mean,
Tell me what to buy. I'll do it. I just don't know.
I just need to know what it is.
Oh, man.
Six sections with Christy Cello. That was
amazing.
Very revealing.
Christy and a panda are a pretty good couple, don't you think?
I do, especially a panda with a little bit of loot because then you got yourself a sugar panda.
You guys know any?
I don't know any sugar pandas.
But you know who else is a good power couple?
Mm-hmm.
It's our PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week. You know him, actor, producer, and Italian stallion.
And you know it, a golden statuette given out by the Hollywood Foreign Press. We're talking Sylvester Stallone.
And the Golden Globe Award. So what we do here is we just like to team up a wonderful power couple.
Random shit.
And you are a fan. You cheered. You're a fan of Sly Stallone winning the
Golden
Globe.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was one of my favorite moments from an otherwise boring award show for me.
Totally.
Agreed.
We loved that too.
Yeah, it's about damn time.
His whole family was there.
It was beautiful. Yeah. It was really nice. And like I watched like the pre-show on the red carpet and his wife and like his daughters, like it was just very sweet.
It was.
I'm genuinely happy for him.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone was. Everyone stood up and clapped when he.
Well,
some awards, no one really cares.
No, most.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's. I have a wager with Tom.
Oh, you have
Levin.
Money on this.
Yes, I wagered a while back. We had a conversation, and I saw Creed, and I said afterwards, I was like, I fucking think Sly Stallone should be nominated for a goddamn Academy Award. And I was laughing.
Oscar.
And then the Golden Globes were announced and he was nominated and then he won. And now I'm just like, well, let's put some money down on this Academy Award.
You
so.
Should double
I think
down.
That's a good, yeah. I think that's a good bet.
I think so too.
Safe bet.
The
really
Oscars
do.
Love a good story. It's
they
all about
do.
The
And just
story
so it's, he's
it.
Nominated, right? Not that he wins.
Yes. I just need him to be nominated for an Oscar because that was laughed out of the room.
Could you do like a double or nothing?
Though? Oh, I will. Yes. If he is, when the nominations
you.
Are released, I'm like, I got to go for. Because I feel like it's, yeah, it's a character that he wrote 40 years ago. And then
well,
the studio
thanked-
wanted Redford and other people to play it. And he was like, fuck it. No, I'm going to play this. I'm doing it. They're like, well, it's going to be a much less budget, blah, blah, blah. But it happens. And then
he's
40
totally
years
self-made.
Later, he wins a fucking Academy Award
it's
for that character. That's insanity.
Story. And he was great in the film.
Yes,
I thought he did a
that was
good
his
job.
Best performance.
Like, I didn't
it
see
like,
it.
It wasn't a good performance either.
I really liked in his speech when he thanked his good friend, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was
yes.
so cute.
Yeah. So cute.
They've been together for so long.
And he's like, oh, thanks for like, and then what did he say about like, oh, like taking a chance on a mumbling actor or like
yeah.
something
yeah.
like that.
Yep.
It's like, oh.
I know who I am.
So mumbly and cute.
So mumbly
Love
and cute.
Love it. And his face just looks like a bunch of wax. Just smushed into weird shapes.
In the cutest yeah. way.
Well, it's Precious. Because when his mother Jackie was giving birth to him, there was an issue coming out. So when the doctors used the forceps, they hit some sort of nerve.
Oh, really?
And that's why
now
his speech
I feel bad.
And his,
I thought he was just like
a lump
got
of
hit
wax.
In the face a bunch of times.
That's
no.
what I thought too.
No, well, that's why he was. You know, perfect character face for.
Oh yeah.
So wow, I really did not know.
Yeah, I think
he like grew up with
yeah.
With
you that. Know about Rocky and periods so much.
Oh my God, wow. I just know so much about Rocky Balboa and ladies menstruating.
And
yeah,
size
yeah.
to long.
Those are the two big ones for me.
Oh, I'm just happy for him.
Yeah.
Me too.
Who would you rather fuck, Sly Stallone or a Golden Globe Award?
Stallone.
Stallone, yeah. I mean,
cool.
there's a little bit
Me
more
too.
Emotional attachment. I guess if you just want to fucking fuck and then bounce,
well,
I guess you just
that
fucking
when we
inanimate
do
PC, object.
PC, but this one happens to not be a human, so
yeah.
it makes it weird.
Plus, there's no, as far as I'm...
I'll go statuette.
You go
to
statuette?
To mix it up, yeah.
As far as I am aware, there are no orifices on the statuette, so that would be... That
no,
would
there
entail
are not.
That the Golden Globe going up my ass. Was
or
the
in your mouth.
Sex.
Sodomy.
I guess oral sex, yeah. I could
yeah.
just... Fillet it like a fucking
corn dog.
Corn dog. Yeah.
What am I working at a corn dog shop? Jesus Christ!
This is a corn dog.
Oh man, Sly, we're very happy for you.
When do they announce the Academy Award people? Do you know?
Good question.
Know?
The nominations?
Yeah.
They're actually out.
Soon?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
out?
I think they came out yesterday.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We're such dorks.
I got a text.
I think I saw it was
right
trending
now.
At one point.
So, yes, Stallone was nominated.
Yeah!
Big money.
Coming for you, Tom Levin.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely doubling down that he's going to win. Who else we got in there?
An actor in supporting role. It's Christian Bale in Big Short. Tom Hardy in The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight, and Mark Rylance in Bridge of Spies.
Oh,
I don't even
know.
Know
Sly's got this on lockdown.
I think he does too, although I do hear that I didn't see The Revenant yet, but
Me
Tom
neither.
Hardy, I heard, was like phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's dope.
I don't think Christian Bale has a chance, though.
No.
No, he's had his time in the sun.
Bale, yeah. We're over you already.
We're over you, Bale.
And his hair looked weird in the movie.
Yeah.
Michael
I mean,
B.
it's
Jordan.
The Academy takes hair into consideration.
It's one of the things.
Michael B. Jordan didn't get it, though.
And he's great.
And he's really good.
And he was so fucking good in that in Creed.
He was really good in Creed, but I didn't think he was going to be nominated.
Guys, when people first started talking about Creed and seeing Creed, I thought they were talking about going to like a Creed reunion show because I didn't know that was the name of a new Rocky movie.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you going to Creed? You going to Creed?
I
and
love
I was like,
Creed.
I know. That's
what?
Well, I said that. And you're like,
doesn't Scott Stapp like live in a cave now?
Yes. He lives in a cave and we're all going to see him and enjoy it.
Man, I was so happy when I found out that's not what it was.
I know. Because you were like, I need to rethink my friends and my loved ones here if everyone's just all of a sudden
I had packed my
crushing on Creed.
Bindle. I was heading out of town and then
like, no,
news
dear.
Came in.
It's Apollo Creed.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my. Well... Stallone, you're fucking nominated. We're gunning for you. We're now campaigning for you.
Lobbying for Stallone.
You gotta.
What do we have up next? Mm. Ooh, this is a fun one. A little something we call virtual sugar.
So, Christy, you are a single lady.
I am.
We'd love to see you in action.
On
we
a date.
We want to go on an improvised date. You play yourself.
Oh, do we have
okay.
our cup?
Oh, our cup.
Oh, yeah.
We can use my Zappa bottle.
Here, I'll make it really quick. Explain it to
Okay, so Well, you're just going to pick a name. You're going to either go on a date with myself, with Diana, or with Haas. And the others will play any other characters that may come up. So we just want to see you in action. This could be a first date. It could be your 20-year anniversary. It could be anything.
It's intimidating to do it with a bunch of improvisers.
Yeah. You're yourself.
Yes, and.
That's all it is.
Yeah, just okay. Yes, and. Or say no, but, because that's fine with
us.
Yes,
no, but is cool. It all flies in this room.
All right, hold on. I just had to create little
there's
hat
a raffle
for her
what
to pick.
What are
those
for?
These are our
to
names.
Pick the names.
Oh, I thought, okay.
All right, close your eyes. Go ahead.
Okay, that's my last. Like, I have two?
And the winner is. Sylvester Stallone for Creed.
Haas.
All right.
Hell yeah.
We're both really single. What if this like goes really well?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What if we start dating after this?
Oh, I hope so.
I'm excited right now.
Oh god.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
I think so.
Your date begins now.
The tunnel of love was really fun. I love getting on a floating little boat and.
Me too. It was. Thank you for taking me on such a romantic date, Haas.
I thought a carnival would be a fun first date.
Excuse me?
Oh.
Sorry, I think you grabbed my sweater. See, we both have purple sweaters.
Oh, I actually don't think I did.
On the boat? You're wearing my sweater and I'm holding your sweater.
Oh, okay, ma'am, please just calm down.
Oh my god, Haas, protect me.
I'm angry.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh my god.
All right, this is just a mix-up, okay? Of course, you know, I'm sure you think this is your sweater. And that's fine.
Understandable mistake.
Sure.
But I assure you, I'm sorry, but this is my
You guys sweater. Are right. Bye. Sorry about that.
God, that was so random.
It really was.
This is a really wow.
It felt like she just came up to us and targeted us. Like she was some kind of con artist.
I think she just changed her mind.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But anyway,
2016 is going to be a crazy year.
It's
going to
be a really good year. What do you say? Let's go get some cotton candy.
Cool.
All right, awesome.
Step right up.
Yes, sir. Sir, may I have some of the blue?
Blue, you have
variety.
Blue? All right, blue, one blue, and for the lady.
Can I have pink, like a strawberry?
Oh my god, yeah, it's Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. He's working at that cotton candy place.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm just a cotton candy vendor.
What
do you want, blue and a pink?
And a pink.
Here you go.
Has anybody ever told you you sound a lot like Sylvester Stallone?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess so. You guys see the new movie he's in, right? You ever seen that? Yeah, movie. He's pretty good.
Seen a movie or?
Have you ever seen a movie?
Sly, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to fire you.
Wait, what do you mean?
There's a really long line, and you're just chatting customers.
Oh, it was our fault.
You have no focus.
It was our fault entirely. We didn't mean to. We don't want to get him in trouble.
I'm sorry, you're fired.
Well, all right.
Oh,
well.
God. Can we still have those cotton candy?
Yeah.
This is my last batch. Now, here you go. There's a pink, and there's a blue.
Oh, God. I'm really sorry about
that. Yeah. Sorry to do this. A little messy.
Yeah.
You
didn't do a very good job.
No, I rushed it. I was getting fired and everything.
That's true. That is a true thing that happens.
Yeah, cut me a little bit of slack. I guess I can tighten it up for
you. By the way,
you're
drooling a little bit too. I don't know if anyone said that. I'm sorry.
Don't pick him while he's down.
You're right.
Sometimes I drool in the cotton.
Hi, sorry, it's me again. I realized you do have my sweater, I think.
I don't understand why you think that.
Look at the sweater I'm holding. It's like the same color, but the one you're wearing is shaped differently.
But I've had this one on me all night.
Oh, but I think something happened in the tunnel of love where we switched sweaters.
But
like,
how would you possibly?
Yeah, the old sweater swap in the tunnel. I don't know what happens. I've seen it.
Are you okay?
I'm not feeling too great, but I just lost my job. And, now I gotta.
You're laying in the mud right now.
Yeah, give me my sweater!
Oh my god!
Oh god!
Cat fight!
Check, please!
Ooh. Yeah!
Check, please.
What a wonderful date.
Yes.
Very grounded scene work, guys.
Very much.
That was the best improv I've ever done.
That was so romantic.
I was like, where's, like, what's my environment? I, like, really thought about it.
You used your environment.
I used my environment. And you at one point, I, like, grabbed the cotton candy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we were miming it out. For those who are just listening, there's some really good mime work happening here.
Really good.
That was fun.
Yeah, and you two were a team. A lot of times those dates end with the couple fighting.
Honestly,
but you guys.
Thank you for saying, I felt really good about it, but I did feel like my instincts were like, oh my God, what if my date was like, the cotton candy was sloppy and he drooled. Like, I really did feel Haas, like you were like kicking him while he was down.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
You're right.
She's and giving it, you notes.
And that's something that I should keep in mind the next time I go on a date at a carnival.
And Sylvester Stallone serves you cotton candy.
Don't be mean to the carnies.
Like, he was just doing his best.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I went on a date to a carnival once, and the guy puked because of the rides and the food. Yes. And I was like,
pussy.
You cannot hang. Yeah, yeah, I like exactly. judged him very
oh,
harshly.
Oh, God, I would be like, literally, like, buy me food and, like, get out of my life.
Yeah, you eat the fry brick, you eat everything, and then you go on every roller coaster.
Was he at least, like, humiliated?
Oh, yeah, he
hated
himself.
Did he know
himself.
What he'd done?
He
but,
hated
but
himself.
But, Christy, don't kick him while he's down.
Oh,
wow. Shit!
The teacher has become the student.
Oh, no.
That was lovely. Maybe, maybe you two will someday go on a real date to a carnival.
Yeah, tell us if you bone.
Yeah, please tell us if you bone.
I feel sad, even though that date was so good.
I think we should bone just so we can come on the podcast again. Or
yes.
I can come back and we can talk about it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Let's have Haas and Christy bone, and then we'll do a follow-up episode and we'll talk
about
it.
This is so romantic.
That sounds like a great new segment.
I fucking love it, yeah.
Should I bring, like, a recording device?
I mean, that's as long as you both can tend to some audio recording of it. If not, we can just do a play-by-play
later. We do not
later.
Need audio of the incident. We just need a play-by-play.
Just imagine. Okay, never mind.
Don't imagine it.
Don't imagine.
I stopped myself. Okay.
Well.
I feel sad.
I feel sad,
was good.
Even though that was such a great date, because we have to say goodbye to Christy.
Me too.
Oh, I don't want to go.
I know.
You have to leave.
But our listeners don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to ChristyCiello.com. That's C-H-I-E-L-L-O for a whole lot of Christy and follow her at ChristyCiello.
And do not miss her doing that roast battle at the Stand on February 2nd.
Hell yeah.
Catch her then. Thank you, Christy.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some other people we'd like to thank.
Oh, boy.
Rocky Balboa.
We'd like to thank Rocky Balboa.
Our producer, Bronono, that's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Please tweet us at Menage Radio. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Menage a Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.